AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Luigi Mangione is back in New York City. He arrived by helicopter to face new federal charges for the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione waived extradition from Pennsylvania. He had been on the run there. He's already facing state charges in New York. The federal complaint charges Mangione with two counts of stalking and one count each of murder through the use of a firearm and a firearms offense. A man in Oklahoma has died by lethal injection.
Kevin Ray Underwood was executed for killing a 10-year-old girl in a cannibalistic fantasy. It was the 25th and final U.S. execution of the year. Underwood killed Jamie Rose Bolin in 2006. He admitted to luring Jamie into his apartment and beating her over the head with a cutting board before suffocating her. Underwood told investigators he nearly beheaded the girl in his bathtub before abandoning his plans to eat her. I'm Haya Penjwani.
President-elect Donald Trump's abrupt rejection of a bipartisan plan to prevent a government shutdown has lawmakers scrambling leading up to tomorrow's deadline. Massachusetts Democrat Catherine Clark says the Republican chaos has begun.
And what for? Because Elon Musk, an unelected man, said, we're not doing this deal. And Donald Trump followed along. So here we are. Once again, in chaos.
Trump's demand to raise the debt ceiling has caught senior Republicans by complete surprise. New York Mayor Eric Adams' former chief advisor, her son, and two real estate investors have been charged with bribery conspiracy. Packaged foods will have to follow new rules in order to call themselves healthy. That's according to changes finalized by the Food and Drug Administration. Products that claim to be healthy must contain a certain amount of food from one or more food groups. This is AP News. Air travelers bearing gifts need to be aware of what's allowed in the cabin. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
At Newark Liberty International, the TSA's Thomas Carter says you can carry on a wrapped gift, but
my sincere recommendation is do not wrap the gifts.
Because if it trips an alarm,
we will have to open it, and then we will be like the Grinch and ruin that Christmas wrapping.
Instead, TSA officer Lazaro Adon recommends gift boxes or bags.
All we have to do is look inside. And there's no need to rip anything up.
As for what's inside, Adon says solid foods are fine.
If you like fruitcake, you could bring fruitcake. I don't know why. I don't like fruitcake, but if that's what you like, you go ahead and do that.
But careful with the liquids.
Maple syrup. It's a nice gift, by the way. If you go with a carry-on, those things cannot go.
I'm Sagar Magani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.